Carmen, tell our listeners about what this event is designed to do.
The Empowering Girls event is designed to help young girls be able to empower themselves in different ways. So last year we focused on self-esteem, anti-bullying, and just being self-aware, either in public or on social media. This year we want to kind of focus on mental wellness. And so with mental wellness, we're not going to focus on the negative sides of mental health. We just want them to know that when you're feeling overwhelmed, you can do certain activities like painting or yoga or some kind of a craft, be able to go and talk to someone if you need to get something off of your chest. And so that's what this is designed to do, is just kind of give them that focus or that drive. This year's theme is let your fears make you fierce. So if they're able to get over their fears, then they'll be able to succeed later on in life.
Well, Terry, what age group is this designed for, and is it also for parents and or caregivers?
We are very excited this year to expand our age group. Last year, we did high school up to the age of 18. This year, we are doing 11 to 18-year-olds, and we are so excited to incorporate that younger age group to kind of help them in their future also, start them a little earlier. Caregivers are definitely welcome. Moms, dads, a friend of the family, anyone that would like to attend are definitely welcome.
Carmen, what will take place specifically at the event, and will there be speakers and activities, and what will the hours be?
So the event is from 1 to 3 Central Time. We have two speakers coming this year. One is a repeat from last year, award-winning author Shannon Anderson, and then also a local school teacher and mom, Leah Pinkerman. She's the mother of Abby Pinkerman. Abby did a video that went to the Independent, I think, Chicago Film Festival, and one reached out to her mom to kind of talk about Abby's experience. She accepted our invitation to come. We will have the same person from last year, Tanya Northrup. She does a lot of different crafts, and so she'll be coming again this year to let the girls make jewelry. We'll have a nail painting station, and this time we actually have a manicurist coming that will actually help us paint nails. And I think we're going to actually have yoga as well. We're still kind of working that out. There's going to be a section where girls can paint. We're going to try to actually get someone to lead it. If not, I will like make a stencil, and they'll just be able to kind of self-paint.
What is the cost to attend?
It is $5. However, once you come to the event, you will get your $5 back before you leave.
And how will the girls and the caregivers of the girls primarily sign up for this event?
So you can go to the website bit.ly/empowergirls2023. And it will take you right to the registration page. And then to pay your fee, just come to the extension office and ask for me. And I will take your $5 and write down your name. It's on the Purdue Extension website, which is extension.purdue.edu/Jasper. And it is also on the Jasper County Facebook page and my Facebook page, which is Carmen Fortney, Purdue Extension.
What is the deadline to sign up? And when I say deadline, to both A, attend, and B, is there a deadline to sign up for anything that they receive free?
Honestly, I think we'll let people come in day of. They just have to understand they may not get anything, but to make sure that you're going to get your gift bags and your t-shirts, absolute latest date is February 10th, 1 week before the event.
Terry, should the girls bring anything with them?
My first thought is your friends. Bring your friends. Bring your friends and your mothers or caregivers or dads, and just come prepared to have a good time. We are so excited because, as Carmen just stated, we're going to have giveaways. We've got great speakers. We're having a fun booth so they can, you know, do selfie pictures and videos. And it's just going to be a great event. So I would say bring a great attitude and willingness to have fun, and bring your friends.
One thing I didn't ask you, and I probably should have done this at the outset, who's sponsoring this event?
There are many sponsors of this event. The main sponsors would be Purdue Extension and the Rensselaer Rotary Club. REMC just gave us a grant, so we are very grateful to them. We have a lot of local businesses that have been reaching out and saying, I'd like to give a door prize. Here's a monetary donation. And we will have all of those listed at a time when I can get them all in one place. If you are a business out there, if you're a parent, a grandparent, and you want to help us with this event, we would love to have door prizes. A monetary donation would be great. Just anything you could do to kind of help us put this event on, because as Carmen stated, there is a $5 fee that the girls will get back when they attend. So this is a free event. So the money has to come from the community. So we would appreciate any help with that.
Who should businesses call to do so?
You can call the Cornerstone Real Estate Office. Ask for Terry Fagley. You can also call me direct, 863-2206. It's my cell phone. I'd be glad to help you explain everything, any questions you have.
And that business phone number as well is?
219-866-4528.
And Carmen, I know you work at the Extension Office, as I mentioned, in Jasper County. What is your phone number in case they have questions?
So if you have any questions, you can call me at the office, and our number is 219-866-5741.
And Carmen, to wrap up the interview where we began, tell us where the event will take place, when it will take place, and how people can find out more.
The Empowering Girls event, Empowering Girls 2023, will take place February 18th from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time at the Jasper County Fairgrounds. Or you can also just come to the office and I will gladly take your information, make your payment at the office of $5. I will give you a receipt if you need one, and we will see you at the event.
And whereabouts online can they type one more time to find out more information?
So you can go to Purdue Extension's website, which is extension.purdue.edu/Jasper. Or you can go to our Facebook page, which is the Jasper County Extension for Facebook. Or you can go to my page, Carmen Fortney, Purdue Extension. Then you can also check the Rensselaer Rotary's Facebook page as well as Cornerstone Real Estate Facebook page. They are also posting a lot of information about this event.
We thank both of you for being with us today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.